And now they had absolute age dates that they could tie in to those funny-looking zebra stripes. And so they were able to demonstrate that the youngest crust was at the center of the Mid-Ocean Ridge system, and that the crust got older as you went on either side away from the Mid-Ocean Ridge system. And this perfectly lined up with the magnetic data. So this magnetic data actually helped to demonstrate that seafloor spreading actually occurs. And this is what's happening at divergent plate boundaries. So now if we take a minute to think about a divergent plate boundary, this is where our convection cell is coming up. It's hot, it's not very dense, it's rising up, we're starting to get decompression melting as we reach that magical point where pressure is dropping but temperature is still really high. And as that material wells up at that point between the two plates, it's creating brand new oceanic crust. Now, something else that happens is as that oceanic crust, which is primarily basalt, so it's a mafic rock, it's dense, as it gets cooler, and as that older crust gets moved away from the Mid-Ocean Ridge system, it gets colder and thicker and denser. And so very old ocean basins sit lower on the asthenosphere than a brand new, just born baby ocean basin. So we have this fun concept of older, colder, thicker, denser that occurs when we're creating this new crust at the Mid-Ocean Ridge systems. So if we think about the opposite case now, this is a convergent plate boundary. So we're not spreading anymore. Now we have two plates that are colliding and they're going to interact with one another. So we have plates coming together, and instead of creating crust, creating lithosphere, we're now destroying it. So we're doing exactly the opposite. Also, divergent plate boundaries are symmetrical. That's why that magnetic data first caught somebody's eye and they said, whoa, stop, what's going on here? That perfect symmetry. Convergent plate boundaries are pretty much always asymmetrical. What does that mean? When two plates collide, one of them is going to go down beneath the other one. And so this creates a sort of lopsided relationship where one plate is sliding down beneath the other one into the asthenosphere, into the upper mantle, and the other one is riding up over it. So let's think for just a minute too about the stresses that are being put on this crust. At a divergent plate boundary, we're pulling things apart. We are extending things. So we have extension going on. We're opening up space. In a convergent plate boundary system, we have convergence, compression. Things are getting squished and smushed together. So when we look at convergent plate boundaries, we'll see one plate going down beneath another. We'll see all kinds of earthquakes, and sometimes very, very deep and very, very large earthquakes, because you're shoving an entire piece of lithosphere underneath another one. So it creates all kinds of stress.